Hi everyone! Welcome to the Animal Archetypes class. I'm Elizabeth Lee, Animal Communicator, helping you connect with your animal friends, both living and in spirit. Thanks so much for joining us today. My intention is to share about different animal archetypes that I've come across in order to enrich your understanding of your animal, and hopefully you'll learn something new you hadn't thought of before. I've been a professional animal communicator for 4 years, and over the years, I've begun to see some patterns I wanted to share. People have written about archetypes for humans for many years, and I think if we bring this concept into our animal friends, we'll understand them even better, see them from a new perspective, and hopefully understand their motivation for certain behaviors more. Animals can embody multiple archetypes in their lives, which can shift over the years due to varying circumstances. However, there's usually one or two that stand out as main ones for them. There are 6 animal archetypes I'm going to talk about today. They are teacher, healer, instigator, adventurer, observer, and companion. So let's begin with teacher. Most animals I know have an element of the teacher archetype in them. Really, all the relationships we're in our lives, whether with humans or animals, teach us, right? Animals with a dominant teacher archetype most often show up with people who are themselves teachers, healers, writers, and intuitives. They like partnering with their people and their work. Think about the cat who sits on your papers, or the dog who stays at your feet while you work at your desk. They want to be involved and share energy with you in your creativity. I worked with a cat once whose person was a healer who worked with animals. This kitty loved helping the animals too, and promised she would continue to work with and teach her person more after she passed into spirit. It was who her soul was, what she loved. And as she stayed connected to her person, she was also teaching her person how to expand their consciousness, to know they were still communicating with each other even though they weren't together physically anymore. Next is the healer archetype. Like teachers, there are lots and lots of animal healers. Animals like to show up with other healers. They heal spaces, they heal people, they heal other animals. They're master energy workers and highly telepathic. One type of healer I like to call the social butterfly. Everyone loves a social butterfly. They're friendly, they welcome you into their space, they greet you, they love everyone. They're so outgoing that they help bring people together. And all that friendliness is not just goofiness, it has a purpose. All animals are telepathic, but some are just right there in your face. Here's an example. Our dear cat Louise was a social butterfly healer. She was a petite, beautiful, soft, tortoiseshell tabby. We had a large party once where everyone sat on the floor in a circle doing a meditation, and she walked from one person to the next, checking them out. I know she was doing energy work. There were at least 30 people in the room, and she didn't miss one. She just went one to the next, to the next, to the next. Everyone's eyes were closed, but I watched it all unfold, and I knew that she was a healer in that moment. We actually called her a nurse kitty sometimes. A dear friend was staying with us once who had a broken heart. Louise hopped right up on her chest and got to it with her healing purrs. Also, one very sad day when I came home after putting our dear Cleo to sleep, I was driving and crying and saying, "Louise, I hope you're home because I need you right now." Wouldn't you know, as I opened the front door, she came skidding across the slippery wooden floor to greet me. She was right there. So telepathic. Such a love and healer. Another way healers work is with rather serious, big life-changing lessons. This is the animal friend who saves you, who changes you forever. This is the first one who comes to mind when someone asks you about your pets. This is the one who has changed you in a profound way. We're very lucky if we have one of these with us in this life. Here's an example. For me, this was my kitty Cleo. When I moved to a new house, she was hanging around the neighborhood. Her people had moved and left her, and she was trying to survive. I'd been allergic all my life, so I didn't know cats. Cleo opened my heart to cats. I took her in little by little. I didn't get allergic, and she became my everything. She healed my heart, opened me up to cats, and healed me through a divorce. Our relationship was foundational for me. She was a master healer for me. Another example of a master healer is Tyrone. Many years ago, my husband adopted this fuzzy little black kitten. His girlfriend at the time hated cats. She despised them. I know it's hard to imagine, but she did. Tyrone and she were home alone one night, and she so much didn't want anything to do with this cat that she piled up a whole bunch of books and boxes and made a big barrier to keep him away from her. Well, with the determination of any little master teacher kitty, Tyrone climbed and climbed until he made it to the other side. By the time Jack came home that night, his girlfriend was a changed person. She fell madly and deeply in love with Tyrone, and to this day is one of the biggest cat lovers I know. Truly, he opened her heart to cats, and it changed her life forever. If you have a healer in your family, you are very blessed. Okay, next is instigator. Oh, I get a lot of these calls. These are the ones who get trapped in loops of negative behaviors, and these behaviors trigger their people's emotions. The behaviors can be aggression, barking, hiding, not connecting with their people. Really, any behavior you don't like is probably coming from an instigator. And of course, as we all know, we want to use everything that happens to us in our lives for our advantage. We want to use it as leverage. So as these emotions get provoked in us, they're brought up for our awareness and our healing. Here's an example. A client rescued a mom and baby kitten so that she could give them lots of cuddles and love. But the cats were aloof. They did not bond right away with her or her husband. And instead of being able to shower their love and attention on these cats, these people were really frustrated. Can you imagine? The guidance that came in for them was for my client to back up, to let the cats adjust, and to come to her and her husband in their own time. This was very frustrating for the people, but the guidance did resonate with her. Recognizing this actually was very moving for her as she works with people herself and uses this method in her own healing practice. Seeing that this was needed with the cats helped her to understand them better. I had an instigator in my life many years ago. Her name was Jasmine. The moment I met Jasmine at the vet where she was living, I fell in love. She was living there as a blood donor. Every year, the clinic would adopt a cat to do this job, and the cat would live there for a year, and then they would find homes for them. She was just available if any of the cats in surgery needed extra blood. Poor thing, she was a total wreck. She was so fearful, she never integrated with the other cats in our home. She hid from everybody but me, and her traumas were just too great to overcome. Jasmine's anxiety brought out the healer and protector in me. And I've realized this just recently, that is just what I needed at that time. It was just in time to train me for being a mom. I was put into a real mothering mode with her, and as difficult it was for me to not see her adjust into the family, it brought out the mother in me. Many, many, many of my calls are for instigators. They give us a great opportunity to see what's being triggered in us and why. Next is the adventurer. These are the ones who roam, who are there with you when they're there with you, but you know they interact with the big world too. These are the ones who really need access to the outdoors. It's like their spirit can't be contained in four walls. They go on walkabouts. They interact with neighboring animals. They're on their own and they're free spirits. They feel slightly wild at times. You are friends and you can be close, but you know in no way do you own them. Do you know what I mean? I recently had a call for a lost cat. It's funny really because it's pretty rare that animals are really lost. Anyway, that was the case with this one as well. The cat told me straight up, "I'm on a walkabout." Oh, this cat was exploring. It's in his nature. He would not be forever contained in his domestic life. He was not ready to come home yet. these adventurers, they're out and about. They play hard, they sleep hard, they roam, and they explore. If you find yourself with an adventurer, at a soul level, they're reminding you of your own freedom and your own limitless spirit. Next is the observer. This is the quiet one who watches, the wallflower, the guardians. These ones have a deep need to watch over the family. Their participation is in observing. You might miss it and think they're not engaged, that they're just setting themselves outside of the family circle, but they're not. They're the ones who are aware of it all and most often care a lot and have a lot of concern about everything that's going on in the household. They're very aware of what's going on, who's getting along, who's not getting along, and the relationships between the other animals. They see it all and they care deeply. They are what you'd think of as gentle and soulful. If you have an observer in your life, the message is that you're cared for. You are watched over and you're not alone. The final archetype is companion. This is the one who's at your side through thick and thin. Their purpose is not about saving or healing or teaching. It's about loyal friendship and being a protector. My Oliver was this to my first husband. They don't tend to bond much with anyone else. Their assignment is one person and one person only. No one else will do. When my first husband and I separated and he moved out, he wasn't able to take Oliver with him. Within days, Oliver walked off, and I never saw him again. Neighbors say that they saw him around. Undoubtedly, he was looking for the next human to watch after, but I never saw him again. If you find yourself with the gift of a companion, you are very lucky indeed. These are also the protectors. This archetype teaches loyalty. I come across it most often with single women or men who are kind of a loner. The companion archetype tends to defer to their people. When I ask them about their own preferences, they always respond with wanting to keep their people happy and comfortable. They just want to be with them, and they are fierce in their protectiveness. So, those are the six so far that have been prominent in my life. All of the archetypes have their gifts. So why is this important? Why should we care what archetype our animals are? Well, I think that recognizing which archetypes are most present in your animal friend can help you understand their behavior and their motivation much more deeply. For instance, if you have a cat who is showing anger and frustration by not using the litter box or picking on the other cats, chances are there's a very good reason. In all the cases I've seen, it's because for some reason they aren't able to fulfill their archetype. I've seen this a few times in the case of the cat being an adventurer but not being able to spend time outdoors. As soon as their person recognizes this and makes a safe way for the cat to be able to spend time in nature, the negative behaviors stop. If you have more than one animal in your family, see them as siblings. Siblings in human families tend to take on certain roles which are different from the other siblings and they don't overlap. I found the same dynamic with animals and families. Not everyone will be expressing the energy of the same archetype. For example, when I first met my husband, his two darling sister cats were Thelma and Louise. They had opposite archetypes. Thelma was an observer, a quiet wallflower, really, so gentle and always watching. And Louise was the healer, and extremely social, the social butterfly. They both had their very separate roles and did them very well, and they complemented each other. So use this as a clue when you're considering your own animal family. The archetypes tend to not overlap within the family. So now I invite you to get up, stretch, take a little break. I'll be back in a moment and we'll dive in deep to learn what archetype is most present for your animal friends here with you now. So, now that you know a little bit about the different archetypes, let's connect with your animal friend and find out more. Okay, everyone ready? Welcome to your animal archetype exploration. For the next few minutes, set aside your day. turn off your phone, go somewhere you won't be disturbed. Your animal friend can be with you or not, either way is fine. Settle in now, close your eyes, and begin to take slow, deep breaths. Feel your heart. Focus all of your awareness on your heart until you feel a nice warm glow. As you feel this glow, breathe in light through the top of your head. See this brilliant golden light with pink and white sparkles filling up your entire being. It flows down through your head, your chest, your arms, torso, back, pelvis, thighs, calves, and feet. This brilliant golden light is filled with love and information. It connects you to Source. Inhale the light and exhale love. Inhale light and exhale love. Open your heart and allow your love to extend outward into the entire universe. And now, see your animal friend in your mind's eye. Feel their essence. Open your heart to them. Invite them to be with you and talk. Ask them if they'd like to talk with you right now. As you see, feel, or hear a yes from them, tell them that you'd like to get to know them even better than you do already. Go ahead and ask them, what is the archetype energy that you are in right now? Teacher? Healer? Instigator? Adventurer? Observer? Or companion? What answer did you hear? Or perhaps one of them just lit up for you. Here they are again. Teacher, healer, instigator, adventurer, observer, companion. Once you've heard the archetype, ask them how are they expressing it right now. Please show me more about it. And now that you know this, ask if they need anything from you. Is there anything they want to share with you? Anything that they'd like you to know? Just open your heart and receive. If you're feeling any doubt, don't worry, that's natural. Breathe into your heart again. Keep it wide open and just ask again. Your heart will always hear their response. We can hear the answers in many different ways. Are they sharing pictures with you? Words, feelings, or ideas? Receive their message. It can come in a flash, and it also might just unfold over time. If you aren't sure, ask them to repeat it. Are you surprised by what you're hearing? If you're not getting a clear response, don't worry about it. I might just slide into your awareness when you least expect it. We're going to be wrapping up in a minute, so check to see if there's anything else. Let your animal friend know how much you love him and appreciate him. And thank them for being your friend and sharing with you. When you're ready, you may open your eyes. Thanks for taking the time to learn more about your animal friends. Be sure to write down what you experienced today and notice if things feel differently. Watch how things shift between you and your animal as you get closer and understand each other more on deeper levels. Okay, well, that brings our class to an end. Take your time in coming back. Be slow and gentle with yourselves. You've been in a place of expanded consciousness, and I applaud you for trying something new. Thanks so much for joining me today. Please let me know how your experience in this class was. I would love to hear it. Let me know how you liked it and what you learned about your animal. I would love to hear your stories. If you enjoyed this exercise, but you want to learn more about opening to animal communication, I'll be offering a course on this soon. So please keep your eye out for that. Much love and many blessings to you and all your animal friends.